Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born Talent Events and Talk to Me Media. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in. We just had a broadcast last week, and this week we're going to be bringing in some holiday cheer and just giving, blessing you with song on today. I have two beautiful, wonderful students that are so gifted and very, very talented. They brighten up my day every time I see them, which is a blessing. And they're going to be singing for you guys today. So I just want you to sit back and just enjoy. This is our 120th show. We've been doing this for 5 years, going on 6 in April. And God has just been wonderful. He's been opening up so many doors and touching so many lives, including my own, just by being able to do this broadcast and to be able to reach out to you. If you'd like to be a part of Diamonds in the Rough, Talk to Me Media, please give me a call. Text me, 203-952-9807, or you can email me at 42DITR@gmail.com. Today's show is called Holiday Gospel Gifts of Song, sung by Bridgeport students, Tyson Lee and Carolyn. So they're going to be calling on shortly. But before I get into that, I would have to tell you what this season is all about, because some people think that this season is just about gifts and it's about Santa Claus. As far as from the truth, I know I did a show a couple seasons ago around the holiday time telling you what the truth is and telling you, encouraging you to start off by telling your kids the truth and not, poisoning them with these lies of Santa Claus and things of that nature, because they only get disappointed anyway. And once they figure it out, then they're going to call you a liar anyway. So you might as well tell the truth from the jump and stop giving credit to a fairy tale and something that does not exist. And let them know that by the grace of God, you were able, if you're able, to bless them far as with a gift on that particular day, if they're getting one. But know that the truth, what the truth is, and the truth is Jesus Christ, we're recognizing his birth on that day. And he is the ultimate gift. He came to set us free. He came to set the captives free. He came to give us love and to show us love. And that's what it's all about. So start off with your baby telling them the right things. You know, there's so many lies manifested as it is. Why add to it? And then you're going to have to keep perpetrating fraud year after year after year until they find out. But in any case, I'm going to read to you Matthew 2, New Living Translation. And bear with me, I'm a little bit fatigued. It says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, where is the newborn King of Jews? We saw his star as it rose, as we have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities, Judah, for a ruler will come for you, who will be the shepherd for my people Israel. Well, you know, King Herod, he didn't want to find this newborn king because he wanted to love on him and dote on him and worship him. He wanted to find him to kill him. He wanted to find him because he was jealous, just like Saul was jealous of David. He didn't want this king to take over his reign and his throne. So he wanted to kill him before he could even grow up. So that was the whole point of why he wanted to look for him. Then it says in verse 7, then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men and learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. Lying. Now we're going to go to verse 8. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother, Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, it doesn't say how many wise men did come. So I'm assuming that these men, it could have been three, it could have been four, it could have been five, it could have been six, but it does not say a number of the amount of men that showed up. All we know is that they were wise men. And all we know is that they were doing what they were told to do, doing what was appointed and anointed to do at the time. Because all things work together for the good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And it says they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is very expensive. See, it says that they came and opened up their treasure chest, plural, with an S. So there was more than one chest. Then it says in verse 12, when it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route. For God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. And I'm assuming they were obedient. And you can read on yourself for the rest of the story because in any case, we know that Christ came. We know that Christ did live. And we know that Christ died and shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And that is so that me and you can have life, everlasting life. And that is so that me and you can have love and we can receive his love and know that our sins are washed away once we receive Christ. And you can read Romans 10 and 9, and that can 9 through 11, and that can shed a little bit of more understanding on it as well. But I'm going to go back into the studio, and hopefully my guests will be calling in soon. I'm going to be playing a little bit of Our Trust by James Fortune. We have a treat on tonight because one, Carolyn, she asked me if she could come on the show, and I was like, no doubt, definitely. I heard her sing. She's been singing in class, and she has such a beautiful, encouraging spirit. And, you know, even sometimes when I'm not feeling like I want to be there, and I'm like, Lord, help me with this challenge on today. And she's one of the ones that's never given me an issue at all, always does her work, always is on time, very helpful, and just a pleasure to be around. And I did speak with her mom today. So I just want to thank her mom for allowing her to come on. Also, Tyson Lee, you'll see his picture. It's on the show page. He is going to be actually, he just called in. So I'm just going to play a teeny bit of Our Trust, about 30 seconds. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk to Tyson Lee, and we're going to listen to the gift that God has bestowed upon him. Talk to Me Media by Diamonds in the Rough. I am your host, Minister Cherie Humphrey. Thank you so much for tuning in to our 120th broadcast. And I want you to go back and listen to some shows over the past 5 years. You can hear so many different people, such as J.J. Harrison, C.C. Peniston, Melba Moore, Dr. Jamal Bryant, the producer of the McDonald's Gospel Fest, and so, so many more. I'm going to plug in my first caller, which is Tyson Lee.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, sweetheart. Can you hear me? Good?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And I'm so glad you called in tonight. Just tell everybody, just briefly, just a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, I'm a funny kid. Music is something that means a lot to me. Without it, I wouldn't know what I would do in my life. So I'm just grateful for that.
Yes, and you have been given an awesome gift by God, and I have heard you sing several times. So I've heard you sing sometimes early in the morning when you didn't want to, and I'm like, please, Tyson. So, Tyson, what church do you attend, Tyson? Where do you fellowship?
I go to Cathedral of Faith.
Okay.
It's John Paul Diamond.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And what does this holiday season mean to you before you get into singing?
You know, people think a lot of the holiday, you know, it's a family time, and you have relationships where, you know, you're married to that person and you really care about them. And, you know, I feel like it's all about love, and it's not all about the giving. It's about who you're with.
Right.
And, you know, cherishing that time.
Yes. Absolutely, because time is something we can't get back, and once it's gone, it's gone. And so we do have our other caller on from the same school, so I would like you to just get right into the song that you'd like to sing for us tonight.
So tonight I'll be singing This Time I Want It All by John Legend. Just the first verse. Okay, here we go. Running to you yesterday, Memories rush through my brain. It's starting to hit me. Now you're not with me. I realize I made a mistake. I thought that I needed some space, but I just let love go to waste. It's so crystal clear now that I need you here now. Gotta get you back today. This time I want it all. This time I want it all. I'm showing you all the cards, giving you all my heart. This time I will take the chance. I want to remain your man. I can be all you need. This time it's all of me.
Woo! Snap, 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 snap. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. And Tyson, you have such a wonderful, wonderful spirit. And I want to just encourage you to continue to keep singing. Miss Humphrey may not always be at your school or teaching, you know, forever. But because God has many dreams put up in me as well. But I want to encourage you to continue all your dreams, all your aspirations. And is there anything you'd like to say to any of your friends while you're on the radio?
Yes.
Or your family?
If you got a, whoever this is, this goes out to everybody. If you got a voice, if you got a talent, then you're meant to use it and show it. Use it, express yourself, have fun, live, laugh, and just be grateful for what you got.
Yes, amen, amen. And thank you so much. You want to say something to your family for the holiday season?
Yes, I hope my family and all the other families out there have a wonderful Christmas.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Yes. And you know what, Tyson? We got our auditions coming up. Like I was telling you, March and April, A Star is Born, number 8. So I'm looking forward to you and a girl I just met in Stanford called named Joy to come out for these auditions. So,
yes, of course.
So let's stay in touch. You have a blessed holiday and your family as well. God bless you and keep you safe.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. Well, there you have it. That was Tyson Lee. And the call from Carolyn dropped. I'm hoping that she calls back in. So I can plug her on and we can hear from Carolyn and we can hear her voice and hear what she feels for the holiday season. So I'm going to take another short break and go back into our song with James Fortune. I was hoping that I could fast forward it a little bit. Okay, just about 10 seconds of this because I'm going to have to change the song soon. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good.
She sounds like a baby, y'all, but let me tell you, this girl has a lot of wisdom inside of her at her little age of 16 years old, and she is just a bright star. She's like sunshine every time I see her because sometimes, like I said, when I'm not feeling in my best mood and I see her, she's like, hey, how you doing? Hi, Mommy. She's just so bright and very, very kind-hearted. So tell us who you are, sweetheart, and what it is that you do.
Well, my name is Carolyn Smith. I'm a singer and actress. I've been singing since I was 5. I have brain tumors, but yet I don't let nothing stop me from doing what I love to do.
Wow.
Much.
And you have a great attitude for somebody that is overcoming. I'm not going to say dealing with overcoming that situation. That is awesome. That
Thank
is
you.
Really, really awesome. That's something I did not know in our chatting and stuff in between class when I see you once on the blue moon. But in any case, you just sang somewhere this past weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, I sang at my school.
Okay.
In the auditorium for the security guard who died.
Yes, Mr. Bynum, who passed away of diabetic coma, yes, and I was there. It was touching. I didn't get a chance to see you, see you sing. But, it was a very, very nice service to have at a school. And I wanted to ask you, too, where else was you singing? Because I know you said you was going somewhere else to sing this past weekend.
So I sing at the Klein also.
Okay.
Like I'm in this peace program that I sing for. And I also sing at another radio station that I haven't sung there in a while, but I've been on another radio station. And I also sing at the UCC church.
Okay, wonderful. And so you're going to bless us in song. I just had a question for you before you start. What does the holiday season mean for you?
What the holiday season means for me is family, because that's when everybody gets together. That's when everybody gives back and gives something to someone.
Okay. And what it is, what type of things does your family do that, you know, that's exciting to you that you like the most?
What we are starting to do is we're going to be giving back hats and scarves to homeless people.
Okay.
On the street.
Okay.
Because they don't have a home and they don't have like a warm thing to put on their bodies. So we're going to give them like hats and scarves. Me and my mom are going to go around and do that. And we also watch the Christmas Story too on Christmas time.
Oh, that's so special. And your mother's such a wonderful lady. I did talk to her today. And I see where you get it from. You get it from her. And that's a blessing. That's a blessing. And, you know, yes, but there are many homeless people. And we have to be grateful for what we have. We have a roof over our head and something to eat. It may not be what we want to eat, but it's something to eat. And to be, like Tyson said, to be able to spend quality time, because you don't know how long no one has on this earth. That's only God knows that. And so for me, getting older, when I was young, yes, it was strictly and only about gifts. when I was a child, like, you know, 9 and 10. But as a grown woman, getting ready to hit middle age, not too far from me, it's about spending that quality time and laughing. I love to tell jokes, so I'm always going to be telling jokes when I get with my people.
That's good.
So, yes. So we have about 7 minutes left. So would you like to bless us with something and let the audience hear your fantabulous voice?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
I'll be singing Hero by Mariah Carey.
Okay.
There's a hero. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. There's an answer. If you reach into your soul, and the sorrow that you know will melt away. And when a hero comes along with the strength to carry on, and you cast fears aside, and you know you can survive, but when you feel the hope is gone, look inside you every strong, and you finally see the truth. That a hero lies in you.
And you know what? That is, All right, baby. Wonderful. That is so good. I don't know if y'all can hear claps and the snaps through the phone. But excellent, excellent. You know, you keep on getting that voice training, keep on getting out there in front of people and doing what you do. And believe me, you will arrive at that place. Your vocals will be definitely, definitely strong and on point. Keep doing it. Keep working at it. I just want to thank you for coming on and blessing us with that. And why did you choose that song? Because that song right there is very, very touching. It's encouraging. Why did you decide to choose that?
Mm-hmm. It means a lot to me.
Okay.
I sung that song when it was my grandfather's party.
I think
it would mean a lot to somebody who's listening. Like, no matter what, you can be a hero in your own eyes.
That's right. And the greatest hero came for us, and we celebrate and we honor his birthday on the 25th, and that is Jesus Christ, my Abba, my Father, the head, the lender. He's everything to me. And I love him so, and I thank him because he thought it not robbery to continue to let me and allow me to live on. And I just bless his name because he is my Father. And he's the greatest gift. He is that hero, and he can be that hero in anybody's life that needs a hero. So whatever you stand in the need of, he can be that for you. And like Tyson and Carolyn said, this season is about family, it's about love, and it's about spending time with the people you care about. And if that's a friend, if that's a neighbor, if that's a teacher, if that's a cousin, you know, whoever it may be to you, if it's your dog or your cat, then that's your family and that's your friend and that's who you spend your quality time with. So I just want to, you know, encourage everybody to continue to be blessed. Keep your head up. Keep loving. Get around good people. Get around wise people. And go out on Amazon.com/author/Sheree Humphrey. Order my ebooks up there. Go to my KC Entertainment, also is on Amazon, excuse me, and you can order June West, something a little different for you, for the adults out there. And just continue to put God first. And remember, you can confess in Romans 10:9-11, and Jesus Christ in your heart. And he will take you under his wing and in his arms, and he will love you and be that hero in your life. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for calling in tonight. God bless you, baby, and I will be seeing you soon.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
We are tuning out for this year, 2015. We will be returning in 2016, and hopefully we will be doing the second part of Pop Pop Black and Unjustly Shot by the Cops and continue that episode before Valentine's Day rolls around, because Amari Daniel Bay works for a government agency and also CEO of Urban Hustlers in New York, has to clear some things up. And candidate for state representative for 2014, Ethan Book from the 128th District, who is also a Christian and a man of God, would like to come back on and to continue the discussion. So we're going to try to book that episode. And you have a blessed Merry Christmas, a wonderful Kwanzaa, and a Happy New Year. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Talk to Me Media.
You'd hear me when I call. that you'd always be there. So